Most of the high-profile Democratic presidential candidates are taking the party to the left, embracing proposals like Medicare for All. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports many newly elected Democrats from our region are trying to keep the party from moving in that direction.
Back in 2016, independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was laughed off by many pundits for being a self-described Democratic socialist with a populist agenda. This year, it seems most every Democrat running for president is to the left of where Sanders was back then. Democratic Senator and White House aspirant Cory Booker of New Jersey says he's glad many in the party are proposing sweeping reforms on health care and climate change.
The planet is in peril, and health care is a right. Those two are uncontrovertible, that those are the two things in our country, and right now I'm frustrated that instead of trying to figure out a way to get everybody access to health care in our country and to save our planet, people want to try to tear down those folks who are bold enough to stand up and say, I have a vision and a dream for America.
When Obamacare was introduced, Republicans dubbed it a socialist overreach. Now many Democratic presidential candidates are embracing single-payer health care, and the charges of socialism are back with a vengeance. Here's Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
It's just part of this unbelievable lurch to the left and embrace of socialism. It's incredible to me.
While some area Democrats, including Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle, support Medicare for All, Democrat Madeline Dean, a new representative from a district centered in Montgomery County, doesn't like that policy and the charges of socialism that come with it.
Take a look at the work that we're doing here. Take a look at this majority. It is not driven by socialism. Provocative ideas are healthy. That's what debate is about. That's what I love about the diversity of our incoming freshman class. We know that with greater diversity, you get a generator of greater ideas. I don't worry about those labels.
Still, Dean wants everyone to be able to access affordable health care, which was the intention of Obamacare from its inception, and something Dean wants to make real.
At this point, in terms of the voters, I think the voters say it ought to just be considered a right, and we have to figure out how to do it affordably.
Currently, the main Medicare for All proposal in the House has just over 100 co-sponsors, which isn't even half of the Democratic members of the chamber. Another one of the new Democrats, Chrissy Houlihan from Chester County, isn't one of them. She supports a public option that allows Americans to enter the federal health care rolls if private market options continue to be cost prohibitive.
And if that public option ends up being more competitive than the private options, then that's how the market should work. And so those are the things that I think are effective solutions for the short term for our health care issues.
Houlihan also wants to focus on lowering prescription drug costs, not moving millions of people into government health care plans.
I think in the future we have to see how the market reacts to that, and I think that we should see what sort of things happen when we provide those opportunities.
South Jersey freshman Democrat Jeff Van Drew is even more blunt about the direction many in his party are going.
If we're going to move into the new Green Deal and Medicare for All, especially at the same time, we are no longer going to be the nation that we know. We are going to have government controlling a major part of our lives. Taxes would have to go up very significantly, and people's lives would change. And I don't believe at this point in taking away insurance that people have.
Van Drew won a district that is more conservative than many parts of the Garden State. He says he and other new lawmakers flipped districts from the GOP because they ran to the middle, not to the progressive wing of the party.
You cannot hold a majority in the House of Representatives without moderates.
Van Drew calls himself a compassionate capitalist.
We have to be tolerant of each other, and we also have to ensure that we're just not the party of higher taxes and higher costs, and that we're not socialists.
Depending on who Democrats end up nominating for president, Van Drew and others trying to hold on to competitive districts will have a choice. Do they want to campaign as a part of a big Democratic ticket or tailor their message while distancing themselves from the nominee? For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.